The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brent impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips, we're going to be talking with Marcy and Brian of Computers for the Blind and how you can purchase a laptop or desktop computer at below retail prices. That's what's coming up on this episode of Tech Tips. With a mission to open the world of information technology to persons who are blind or visually impaired, Computers for the Blind has provided over 16,000 computers to people with visual impairments for nearly 30 years. Today, we are going to be talking with Marcy and Brian of Computers for the Blind, who they are, what they do, and how they do it. Marcy, Brian, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Pleasure Absolutely. To be here, Chris.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Awesome. A
little chilly, but, you know.
Yes,
I'm sure.
It's been a little chilly everywhere. So one of the things I like to do first is give you an opportunity to, you know, tell a little bit about yourself. So, Marcy, I'll let you go first. Who is Marcy?
Marcy is a person who enjoys baking, reading, playing the flute, just a lot of different things. I have done a lot of different things as far as work is concerned as well. I've worked for a police department. I've worked for a trading company. I've worked for a bank. I've worked as a rehab specialist for the Department for the Blind in Iowa. I have worked as a programmer for different companies. I found Computers for the Blind in, say, June of 2020 and have been here ever since. I have work in customer service and work as a co-instructor for the training classes that we teach.
Awesome. You have had a well-rounded career.
Yes.
Well, Brian, who are you?
Yeah.
Who is Brian?
I have been in the assistive technology industry since 1997 when I joined Freedom Scientific. At that time, it was Henry Joyce. I started out as a salesperson, got promoted to sales manager, and then sales director. And then I was offered an opportunity to go over and direct the technical support department when I retired in 2020. Prior to that, my life, most of my jobs were sales related, except early in my career when I washed dishes and pots and pans in a restaurant. All that.
Hey, that's how my career started out. So
yeah.
I am not judging.
When I retired, I knew about Computers for the Blind because Freedom Scientific, partners with Computers for the Blind to provide JAWS and ZoomText licenses.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried 6 months of retirement and realized I'm not the kind of person who just sit around and do nothing. So I called Computers for the Blind and got on there.
And that is a perfect segue into why the two of you are talking with me today. What is Computers for the Blind?
Well, Computers for the Blind is a nonprofit organization established specifically to provide low-cost computers to legally blind individuals across the country. All of our computers are donated to us. We then refurbish those computers and sell them at a steeply discounted price. You know, we've been around 29 or 30 years, Marcy, I think.
30 years, as he said in his introduction.
Yep, 30 years. And we're almost at 20,000 computers at this point. I know you said 16,000, Chris, but we're closer to the 20,000 mark.
Mm.
And you know, it's amazing. It really is to be able to provide this service.
So how did the organization get started?
So a man named Robert Langford was very interested, or lost his sight at age 16. And was very interested in providing computers to people who were blind or with low vision. So he got a friend of his, and they started collecting computers. Then they decided to collect these computers and had so many that they loaded up a particular place in the basement and finally got the place where that we have here in Richardson. And then they started contacting corporations, so major corporations like General Motors, Texas Instruments, because it was his family's mission to get the computers in the hands of people who are blind or with low vision at low cost. So that's what we do now. Just as Brian said, we get computers all across the United States to people who are blind or with low vision. So because of, you know, saying that they are blind or with low vision, we do require that they send us proof of visual disability.
The key words here are legally blind. If a person has low vision but they're not legally blind, they don't qualify, you know, for the program. So they have to have 2,200, I believe it's 2,200 is the benchmark.
Legally blind, yes.
Yeah, so 2,200 or worse sight in order to, you know, to qualify for the program.
You kind of touched on this already. Where do the computers come from that you in turn sell to people in the blind and low vision community?
Yeah, so the majority of our computers, as Marcy mentioned, come from large partners or donors such as Texas Instruments and General Motors. If individuals have computers that they want to donate, as long as, you know, it is something we can use, we will, you know, take donations from individuals as well. But the majority of them, the vast majority of them, come from large partners who send us, you know, hundreds of computers, and then we have them in stock at that point.
And we're going to touch on a little bit later about if an individual has a computer that they want to donate. We'll get into that a little bit later. And I just want to say that being able to say that you've partnered with all these major corporations along with state and local governments is in itself quite amazing. How has the partnerships benefited Computers for the Blind and the visually impaired community in that, you know, getting the word out, getting machines? How has that benefited the you guys in the community?
So now that people can get computers at low cost, people who are blind or visually impaired now have the opportunity to, as Brian said, connect with friends and family over Zoom, deal with working, like finding jobs, working on the internet, doing different things like that. It's a good partnership because people who are blind or with low vision also need computers and also need to do the many things that their sighted counterparts do. The partnership with Freedom Scientific has been a great asset to us because when a person purchases a computer for the first time, they have a choice of either receiving JAWS for the first year, Zoom Text for the first year, or both if they need them both. And that's a really good thing for people because they can experience what it's like to own those programs. And if they like them, therefore they would renew those programs with Freedom Scientific.
Yeah, and I would say the program is also very beneficial because, unfortunately, we all know that the unemployment rate among blind people in particular is quite high. I think I've heard 70 to 80%. And without a program like this, all those that, you know, that 70 or 80% of people fall between the cracks, right? Because they can't. Most states require you to either be working towards a job or working, you know, getting an education, and then they want to, you know, help you out financially with equipment and all of this. But in a lot of states, you can't, they won't help you get computers. They won't help you get equipment that you need or services that you need. And so with this program, people can get a computer that is easily affordable. And, you know, we can talk about it now, or we can talk about it later, but, you know, part of what we do that lowers the price is that we often get grants. You know, we apply for grants and we get them, and those grants will let us apply a discount to everybody's purchase. So our computers are already low cost. If we didn't have these large partnerships, we wouldn't be able to do what we do in the quantity that we do it, because individual donations, as you can imagine, are hard to get. It's hard to reach that many people in the country to say, hey, we need computers, donate them. So by having these large partners, we can do that. And as far as the state government agencies, that's been very beneficial for the community because those are the folks we reach out to say, hey, this is our service. And we do, you know, we do presentations. We go out and do events that organizations have to get our name out there. And so when these agencies for the blind or organizations like the Lighthouse, Braille Institute, they all know about us and they recommend us to their clients. It's worked out all the way around with all of the partners.
You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. We are talking with Marcy and Brian of Computers for the Blind about their services and how they can help you get a computer at an extreme discount. With that said, could one of y'all walk us through the process for ordering a computer and the criteria that someone has to meet in order to obtain a computer?
I've divided those steps into the ATION. So the first thing we need is an application from the person who is applying for the computer. It's a short form that we can assist people to complete over the telephone if they need to. If not, it's available online. So if they need that assistance, we're happy to provide it. Then we need documentation. So we need documentation showing us that the person is blind or visually impaired. Then if we have a grant and we're going to apply that grant to that application, we need proof that they qualify to meet that grant. So currently we have grants available to people who receive any type of Social Security, whether it's SSI, SSDI, or retirement. And we also have grants for students. So anybody taking classes anywhere, even at a blindness training center. So if you're a college, high school student, or you're taking classes at the blindness training center, we have a grant available for you. We also have a grant available for veterans and their spouses. So we would need that documentation showing us that you meet one of those grant qualifiers. Then after documentation, it's compensation. We take your payment for the computer, and then it's the transportation of the computer from us to you. So it's application, documentation, compensation, and then transportation. Those are the four steps that we call the order process.
I know that you offer both laptops and desktops. In addition to what type of a computer a person wants, what other types of customizations can someone make to a computer?
People can upgrade the hard drive, right? All of our computers come with a 256 gigabyte solid state hard drive. All of our hard drives, by the way, are solid state. You can upgrade that hard drive to a 500 gigabyte or a 1 terabyte for additional cost. Our computers come with 8 gigabytes of RAM. You can upgrade that. You can double it to 16. You know, if you need a larger external monitor for a laptop or a larger monitor on a desktop, we do have a monitor upgrade to a 24-inch monitor for $50. We have wired headset with microphone as an accessory. We have laptop bag as an accessory, Ethernet cable. There are additional accessories like that. We don't carry things like printers, scanners, but we do have some of the smaller accessories that you might add on to the computer. We also recently got a couple of laptops that are able to load Windows 11. So we do, for a limited time, have some Windows 11 computers. Most of our computers come with Windows 10.
That raises an interesting question because next year, Microsoft is killing Windows 10.
And already I'm asking my customers if they want Windows 11 since we have it available. And you're right, Microsoft is going to stop supporting Windows 10 in October 2025.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that it's going to stop working. It just means that they're going to stop producing updates for Windows 11. I'm asking my customers if they want Windows 11, and a lot of them are taking me up on the offer. Because it means newer computers for them, which is a really good thing. And it also means, you know, running the latest operating system Microsoft has to offer.
Exactly, along with security updates and all that good fun stuff.
Right. The other accessories that we have a USB number pad because some of our people prefer those number pads for the JAWS commands that they probably learned on the desktop layout. So we have those number pads available. We also have a typing program because it's very essential for blind users to know how to use the keyboard if they're going to use the computer.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a typing program. We work with a company called Accessibyte, another partnership, so that we can offer those typing programs for $20 if they need them. And that's a really good thing.
Yeah. I mean, I never would have guessed in high school when I took typing that I would need it like I do.
Same.
When people buy a computer, what is, on average, the typical cost to the end user for a computer?
The base price for a laptop is $200, and the base price for a desktop is $175.
Awesome.
There's no customizations, nothing like that. That's just base price.
And that makes perfect sense to me. Let's talk about training, because I'm sure you deal with a lot of first-time computer owners. What kind of training is offered through Computers for the Blind?
I am so glad that we started to offer the training. We've offered 7 classes last year, and we're targeted to offer about 7 times four classes this year, because we've made them into one-hour courses that people can take either Monday or Tuesday mornings, Monday or Tuesday afternoons, and then we have a big lab that combines all of the classes on Thursdays. But the training takes you through 6 weeks. You meet for 6 weeks with us on Zoom, and we take you through the basics of Windows. We take you through some of the keyboard shortcuts, like the copy, cutting, and pasting. We take you through surfing the internet. And this year, we're starting to teach you the Gmail email interface. Okay. So we're going to take you through sending and receiving emails using your Gmail account.
Is Google changing the way Gmail works? Have you guys heard anything about that?
They are taking the HTML view away, and they are only allowing you to use the standard view. And that's what our class is focused on, the standard view and using Gmail.
Anybody that learns Gmail is not going to be affected when Google takes away the HTML view.
Exactly.
Texas is on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We're talking with Marcy and Brian of Computers for the Blind. After someone buys the computer, does Computers for the Blind offer any kind of warranty on its equipment? And if so, what does it cover?
We offer a one-year repair-replace warranty. So during the first year, if they have technical issues, they can call our helpful technical support. And they can oftentimes, probably 70, 75% of the time, they can resolve it over the phone. If they're not able to resolve it over the phone, they will, we will send you a label. And you can send the computer back to us. We will fix it if it's fixable. If it's not, we'll replace it with another computer with the same functionality.
Same specs.
Same size hard drive, yeah, same specs. And then after that one-year warranty, we do have a per-incident technical support available for people whose warranty has run out. They can call our tech support. And how much is it, Marcy? I think it's $60.
Yeah, it totally depends on what the incident is. But, yeah,
right.
I think it's a $60 charge for them to look at it at first, right, or to
right.
consider it.
Yeah, and then
but
any
what
parts,
I was going to say about the warranty, oh, my goodness. It starts when we ship it to you, which is a really good thing, because sometimes things happen during shipping, and if they do, you're covered by that particular warranty, so that's a really good thing.
You said earlier that with the computers, you can get one of the pieces of software from Freedom Scientific, now the Sparrow. Within that first year, if somebody has an issue with the software, will you guys handle it, or do they have to contact the Sparrow?
They can do one of two things. They're happy to they're welcome to contact us, and we're absolutely happy to help them, because our technical support person is really good with JAWS, and I can help if they contact me.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also welcome, since they're official owners of the program, to contact Vispero's technical support.
I think you mentioned this once before, but I'm going to go ahead and say it just to make sure I got it in there. The computers come with the software, and they have they're the owners of it for the first year. And then after that, if they want to keep it, then they go to Vispero or Freedom Scientific and set up their own account and start, purchasing it directly through them, correct?
Correct.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Just wanted to make sure I had that in there.
Another good point to make about the free licenses, because of our partnership with Freedom, they allow us to give one license, well, in the case if they want JAWS and ZoomText too, only one time per client per lifetime. So if you were to buy a computer from us for the first time, you would get JAWS, ZoomText, or JAWS and ZoomText. We don't have Fusion, but JAWS and ZoomText is the same exact thing. You just have to launch them separately.
Yeah.
Where was I going with that?
You sound like me.
Yeah, I know. It's called
A,
old timers.
Yes, that it is.
So person A purchases a computer, and they are provided the JAWS and ZoomText licenses.
Yeah.
Then when they purchase a computer next year, because you're allowed to purchase one computer per calendar year, then you would get a demos of the software.
Right.
Because it would be up to you to purchase that software from Freedom.
I'm going to keep you around to help me remember things.
That's why I enjoyed your presentation with you, because you do them very well.
You do, Brian, man. You got this thing locked, man. Let me tell you.
Well, thanks.
My pleasure. Now, I want to talk a little bit about individuals donating machines. We touched on this earlier, but I want to kind of dive deeper into this a little bit. You've already said you accept donated computers, but let's get into the types of equipment that you accept, equipment requirements, and then other ways to donate.
So here's the way our donations work. If anybody wants to donate to help us out in any way, whether it's money, whether it's a computer, whether it's to volunteer their time, they would go to our website, and there's a donate link at the top. If you click that donate link on the next page, you'll see how you can donate equipment, how you can donate your time, how you can donate money. And so on the hardware side, when they go to that form, they'll fill it out with what they have. You know, it depends on what we need, right? And maybe we are overstocked because we just got a huge shipment from General Motors or something. Mm-hmm. So he'll take a look at those specifications and decide if it's something we can use. Even if we can't use the whole thing, there may be parts in it he thinks we can use, and we'll take that. You know, what we try to avoid is just people sending in computers and computers, and then we have to spend the money to get them recycled because we can't use them, right?
And so, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So that's the way we do it. And, you know, we totally appreciate anything that people want to volunteer, whether it be their time, their hardware, or financial donations. And please do.
Well, awesome. Well said, yeah. Sir. Well said. I'm going to kind of throw you a question here that I didn't write down because I thought of it while we were talking, and it is about conventions and stuff. Do you know of any conventions that are coming up that you guys are actually going to be at?
Last year was the first year that we actually started showing up at national conventions for both the American Council of the Blind and for the National Federation of the Blind. And we had really good deals on laptops, and I was at the National Federation of the Blind Convention, and we had $50 laptops going, and our tables were, I mean, the lines at our tables were incredible. So yeah. I know we are going to be at both of those conventions this year. Mm-hmm. There are times when conventions take place at the states where one of us live, because all of us work remotely, and if that can happen, then our director or one of us who lives in those states will be there for us. Yeah. But the biggest conventions that we have appeared at, and like I said, last year was the first year that we did, were the national conventions for people who were blind.
Yeah, and all of the other events that we do are, you know, come along throughout the year. People, you know, they're usually state organizations or, you know, like we did a presentation, a virtual presentation for the Braille Institute. You know, we've done them for other organizations like that. Marcy and I oftentimes do them together. Sometimes, you know, I've done a few myself. Marcy has done a few herself. Erica, who's another customer service rep, also does some presentations. So most of our presentations have been virtual. And, you know, whether that was because of COVID or whatever, it's just more convenient, especially for a small company like us. We can't really afford to travel to a bunch of events all year long.
You know, it's funny because I think the pandemic showed that you can do a lot of stuff virtual that before no one ever thought you could do virtual. And, you know, speaking from firsthand experience, I've been able to attend several virtual shows, conventions, whatever you want to call them. And that makes it really easy on me because I can't drive and, you know, my wife has to take off from work if I want to go to one of these things. So being able to do it virtually has been a big godsend to me, at least. And I know it's been, you know, that to a lot of other people, too.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah. Another thing agencies can do is contact us at info@computersfortheblind.org because we often send out computers for door prizes or auctions that the organizations are doing to raise money. Mm-hmm. And then we'll send our literature out also with those computers so that people can learn about us.
You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. We're talking with Marcy and Brian of Computers for the Blind. And guys, how can someone learn more about Computers for the Blind or purchase a computer?
Well, they can give us a call. Our telephone number is 214-340-6328. And we're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. We're located in Richardson, Texas, just outside of Dallas.
What about a website?
Yep. Computersfortheblind.org.
Okay, that's easy to remember.
And then can email us at info@computersfortheblind.org or us in customer service at service@computersfortheblind.org.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about social media? Are you on socials any?
We are on Facebook. Yeah. I know that because I see those posts all the time. I believe Twitter as well. I just need to get those Twitter handles and Facebook handles in mind.
What about YouTube?
Yes, we do have some YouTube videos. I think we have some videos of some of the training we did where we go over the keyboard. So, yes, we do have YouTube as well.
Okay, awesome. Is there anything else you guys would like to cover that I may have missed?
I just want to advise anybody who has not begun with a computer to absolutely consider it because it's something that's going to open up your world. It's going to give you education, recreation, entertainment. There's a lot of things that computers will do. So please don't be afraid. And please let, you know, Computers for the Blind be the way that you pick up your first computer. After Absolutely. That, you may want to be buying some that we don't know about, and that's okay because it's opened that world to you. And no matter what age you are, we've sold them to young people. I had a young person in my class, as a matter of fact, who did extremely well. And so you're never too old, you're never too young to start using the computer and to make it do wonderful things for you. That's my advice.
Brian, you got anything you want to add?
No, I totally agree with what Marcy just said. We, you know, the technology, especially for folks with a disability like blindness, have a whole world. It's a life changer. You know, there's so many things you can do. You can actually hunt for jobs, apply for jobs. You can do online classes. You can, you know, shop, pay your bills, do everything you want to do, you know, and it just opens up and gives you a sense of independence, which I think is something we all strive for. And, the striving for us has been difficult without technology. Now that we have technology, there's no limit, no limit at all. So, yeah, like Marcy said, don't be afraid. Give us a call. Go to our website. We can certainly help everybody get into a computer.
Awesome. Well said. And just to reiterate, the website for Computers for the Blind is computersfortheblind.org. And would one of you please give the phone number one more time?
Sure. 214-340-6328.
And with that, I'm going to thank both of y'all for your time and talking with me today. I appreciate it very much.
It's been a pleasure, Chris. Thank you.
Absolutely. I've enjoyed it greatly.
That was fun. Once again, I'd like to thank Marcy and Brian of Computers for the Blind for their time and for talking with me today. If you would like to learn more about Computers for the Blind or purchase a computer, you can do that in one of several ways. Their website address is computersfortheblind.org. You can also email them at either info@computersfortheblind.org or service@computersfortheblind.org. If you'd like to take it old school, you can pick up the phone and give them a call. Their telephone number is 214-340-6328. That number again, 214-340-6328. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Tech Tips is available online at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.